Buzz, morning to you. How was your break?
Yeah, happy new year, all three of you. Yeah, really, really good break. Couldn't get to Queensland. I was a bit dirty. I had tickets to 5 days of the cricket at the Gabba, and it turned out to be the greatest test, you know, one of them.
Nah, you didn't miss much, Buzz, at all.
Oh, crikey, can you believe it? Mate, I had a accommodation on the Gold Coast, and but anyway, she opened the borders on the day I came back to work, you know. But anyway, other people have done tougher than I have, mate. So,
yeah.
But I've really enjoyed the cricket. Quite a nice summer, you know, and the Big Bash final, and yeah, and plenty of drama in rugby league. Busy.
Always plenty of drama, Buzz. Before we talk about rugby league, mate, are you a Super Bowl man, an NFL fan?
Oh, look, not overly. Look, I've been to two of them. I went to New Orleans and I went to, you know, Atlanta. What I'm a fan of is the event and the entertainment and the atmosphere, but the game, to me, is not really to my liking. There's too many stoppages for my liking, but I was thinking about Tom Brady, you know, and what he's won 6 Super Bowl rings, and if he wins this morning, where do we rank him among the all-time, not NFL players, but the all-time greatest world sportsmen?
Yeah, you know, he's up there with Jordan. I agree.
Well, I was thinking Jordan, Pele, Muhammad Ali, Jack Nicklaus,
gotta be
Bradman. Do you know what I mean? Like. And Loz and Clarkey and Gerald, I was trying to think what the equivalent in NRL would be of Tampa Bay making the grand final. Would it
Tigers.
Be something like sorry?
Tigers.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Would that be about right, you reckon?
Yeah. I reckon.
Probably. Yeah, it
harsh
would
but fair.
I know I'm going to touch on this with you in a couple of minutes' time. But the other one that comes to mind, if we're comparing it to the NFL, is if Cameron Smith was to come out of, well, he hasn't retired, but if he was to make a comeback or change clubs from the Storm, which we know he's not going to play for the Storm this year, if he was all of a sudden to announce himself as a Gold Coast Titans player, I get the feeling that he could get them to a semi-final or a grand final.
That's a great parallel, actually, because, But anyway, we'll talk about him. But, again, mate, great event. There's nothing like it. I've been to a Soccer World Cup and I've been to Olympics, but there's nothing like a Super Bowl with all the, you know, and the halftime advertisements and the money they pay for it and the tailgate parties. And it really, really is a massive event.
Certainly is. Well, I'll start with Cameron Smith, Buzz. Are we any of the wiser at knowing what's going on?
Oh, look, you know, there's all this speculation about what he's doing, and a lot of people, you know, get upset that he, you know, he's delayed the decision. But I just don't see how it's actually harming anyone. I've spoken to his manager a few times. I've spoken to Mal Meninga in the last few weeks. Now, I honestly think Cameron Smith is still undecided. The only thing he knows is he doesn't want to hold a press conference, announce his retirement, and then change his mind a month down the track. I honestly don't think he's certain yet that he wants to quit. He can't make his mind up. And is that harming anyone? Melbourne Storm, he said in his book that he told Craig Bellamy last year that if it was going to cost him the signature of Harry Grant, he would never even consider playing for Storm this year. Storm have known for some time, deep down, that he's not going back there. So it's the Broncos or the Titans. I think his kids are back at school now on the Gold Coast. I think he's got some spare time with his wife, Barb, now to really think it over. Can he put his body through one more season? And I think we'll get a decision in the next month. But let's, you know, could he just, you know, decide it in the fourth week of the competition? Yeah, he does. It's happened before. I just don't think he wants to make a decision then reverse.
What do you guys today?
Sorry.
I think he's going to play. I just get a feeling that Cameron Smith, the longer he leaves it, the more he's unsure of it, and I reckon he'll just go, bang, I want to play.
I hope he plays.
And he'll play for the Gold Coast Titans.
I hope he plays. If he's not done, then keep going. Like, he's shown last year, he's still one of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
So sometimes, as a, you know, cricket's a little bit different. You lose your eyes, or you're a bit slow in regards to moving to a fast bowler, and you can, your performances fade. Cameron Smith's performances have not faded one bit.
No, and if he plays for the Gold Coast Titans, they're a chance of making the finals this year. If he plays, they play finals.
He's got so much to offer both the Titans and the Broncos. The Broncos need a leader. They need a great leader. They need their culture fixed. And he is the person who could go to the Broncos, have a year there, but sign on as a 5-year ambassador, you know, which would be very, very handy with the second Brisbane team coming into the competition down the track to have Cameron Smith on board there. Mm. And he would be outstanding for the Titans. He could steer them into the top four, maybe get there on grand final day, who knows.
Well, you mentioned the Broncos, Buzz. What about Gordy Tallis is back at Broncos training?
Yeah, I think it's great, Clarky. Look, Gordon hasn't been... He was really critical, and he publicly had a shot at Darren Lockyer, and he was a real anti-Anthony Seibold guy, and he was filthy about the wooden spoon last year and the performances of the team. And but he's back there, and he hasn't been there for a couple of years. He took his son to training on Friday. Look, and he addressed the playing group. He spoke to Kerry Walters. He spoke to Steve Walters, Alfie Langer. And they got to really, you know, we know how big Gordy is in rugby league in Sydney, but he's even bigger in Brisbane. He's bigger in Queensland. He's a legendary figure. He played the game as fearlessly as anyone else who's worn that Broncos jersey. And just to have him back in the camp and to have his support has given the entire group a huge lift, particularly when they needed one with, you know, this terrible Payne Huss story that will not go away until the NRL hands down its penalties.
I want to ask you about Payne Haas, Buzz. Surely he cops a significant fine and suspension, doesn't he?
Well, I think, and I've spoken to a few people over the weekend, Laurie, I think the NRL have got to start coming down heavily with fines and hit players in their wallets. The reason being, if they, for example, give Payne Haas 8 weeks, which, you know what? What he said to that female police and the male police was absolutely disgusting, right? So you ban him for 8 weeks. Who does that hurt? It hurts the Broncos members, Broncos fans, Broncos sponsors, TV networks because of the ratings. He's such a big figure in the game and a colossal, you know, force in their engine room. So, and you know what he gets, mate? He gets a 2-month fully paid holiday. So why are we... He needs time. Give him 3 weeks, but whack him with $80,000. See if that hurts. Mm. He's a repeat offender. This happened, he wouldn't front the integrity unit a couple of years ago. And I don't buy this argument that he's had a tough upbringing. Because Payne Huss has been in the elite junior program with the Broncos for a few years now. He's had the best well-being, welfare support around him and, you know, education. And at some stage, I know he's just 21 years of age, but at some stage he's got to take responsibility for his actions. And there are a lot of players, a lot of people in life who do have tough upbringing. And I feel for what he went through and, you know. But when you play rugby league, there's a responsibility to behave yourself. And we forgive one indiscretion, of course we do, but I really think the game's got to start whacking misbehaving players with very, very heavy fines.
Buzz, your big exclusive in the Telegraph today is you chat with Boyd Cordner, who's we don't expect to come back until halfway through the season or later. What did you take out of the chat with him?
Well, I tell you what I took out of it, that he, and I wrote this in my intro, that he sounded anything like but a punch-drunk old boxer. He was in really, really good spirits. He was sharp. He was really precise, and he's planned to come back to rugby league. The interesting thing, and look, we don't know whether there's any real tests now that are going to tell us whether he's, you know, going to have problems further down the track when he's 50, 60 years of age. But I can say this. in mid-January, he did a cognitive test, and it wasn't one you just do in the shed after you get a head knock. It's a really strenuous examination of the brain that, and his reactions, and it went over 2.5 hours with a professor, Andrew Gardner. Now, he'd done this test 18 months earlier. The result came back in January that his brain was actually working better and in a healthier condition than it was 18 months ago. His scans that he had last November to rule out anything major after Oregon showed nothing up. He is the Roosters, I think their handling of it has been outstanding. A lot of clubs in rugby league and a lot of coaches in rugby league will do anything possible to get their star players onto the park. And that's been proven many, many times over the years. But even if they don't get this salary cap exemption and another $350,000 to spend to replace Boyd while he's injured, they will not move off a June comeback, 12 rounds. His health, his well-being is the only thing they want to talk about. But look, he's been through a really tough period with a worrying family, a worrying partner, but he sounded well, and it was, you know, it was really good to hear. And I think the entire rugby league world, Queenslanders, rivals of the Roosters, want to see this great player back on deck in June and healthy and, you know, playing as fearlessly as he ever has.
Yeah, I certainly hope that's the case. Buzz, it's really good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Yeah, have a great day. Enjoy the game, guys.